I guess about 2 minutes or so. We're gonna get started in a few seconds. Everybody excited about the new semester?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I'm excited. It humbles you to see what God is doing here. And just think in His sovereignty, how He, in His divine sovereignty, how He decided to put us in the midst of what He's doing, you know, to grace us with an apostle, with an apostolic mantle over this ministry. You know, you have no idea how blessed you are. Amen. Let me know when my time is. I need to start. 1 minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is everybody here from last semester? Amen. And can you hear me in the back? I'm not a loud speaker, you know, so if you can't hear me, just do this and I'll try to pump up the volume. You know, I'm kind of soft spoken. So if I need to pick up the volume, I will. So everybody's here from last semester, huh? Okay. We want everybody to stay on the wagon. Don't fall off the truck. You know, stay on it because this is your second semester. Though you might have things that come to try to, you know, derail you, but don't let it do that. Amen. Amen. All right, it's time for us to get started. Let me start my timer. And we're going to get into a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the lesson. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. I thank you for each and every student in this class. I thank you, Lord God, that they're going to get out of this school everything that you have designed for them to get, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that they're going to be able ministers of the gospel to carry this gospel, carry this apostolic message throughout all the ends of the universe, Lord God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that as we embark in this study on the spirit of honor, that we learn how to sow seeds of honor, that we learn how to be men and women of honor. And we give you all the praise, Lord God. And Father, as always, if your Holy Spirit doesn't show up, Lord God, you know I'm going to fall flat on my face. So I yield myself totally and completely to you. I thank you, Lord God, that I stand as a barefooted priest, Lord God, stepping very lightly, Lord God, and that I only make whatever steps and say whatever that you desire for me to say. I just yield myself over to you as a yielded vessel unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I have a few things I want to kind of share about my teaching and my teaching style and things to kind of expect in the class that's going to help you better be a student and get the most out of the class. Okay, as we know, the book is The Spirit of Honor. Everybody has your book. Go ahead and start reading in your book the first several chapters. I will be following the chapters pretty much chapter by chapter. You know, and even in my outlines, things are going to flow with the book pretty good. There's some things that I might say that's not in the book. But one of the things I will advise you to do, even though, and I want to also greet all of my online students. I don't want to forget about you guys. You know, my name is Reverend Gregory Calhoun. And I just want to welcome the online students as well as the students here in the class. But I know that the online students have to take quizzes after each class within that 7-day period so that they can, you know, certify that they saw the class. But as students here on campus, that's not a requirement. But one of the things I will advise you to do is to go back and take the classes yourself, because to give you a little hint, my test comes from a lot of times those quizzes. In past, the students online did better than the students in the class because the students online took the test, you know, because a lot of times I'll sample the quiz questions in my test, my quarterly test that we'll be taking. So that's just a good, you know, something to keep in note. Let's see what else I wanted to say. Let's see. That's pretty much it. If you have any questions, you know, throughout the semester, feel free to email me through the email system we have set up. I'll do everything in my power to try to, you know, answer your questions. Even if you have questions, you know, after class or when you see me around the campus, by all means, I'm available to you in that regard. Let's see. And I want to also encourage you, because if you're going to be going online to take your quizzes, just to, you know, make sure that you're keeping up with the material, go back and re-listen to the classes. God has given us a unique medium through the internet and through videotaping, where a lot of times I'll share scriptures and I'll just keep rolling. Okay, I won't probably give you time to turn to the scriptures because I only have so much time to get so much material in. So I'm not going to say, okay, everybody got to the scripture. I may just start. It's in the outline. I'll just start reading. So write scriptures down, and then you're able now to go back at your leisure and look at the classes, pick up what you didn't pick up, and every time you hear it, you're going to be absorbing more and more and more. The last thing I want to say before we get started, and I'm sure the other instructors had already reiterated it, all of our classes that we're supporting and undergirding the Apostles class. So a lot of things that I'm going to be saying is going to help and enhance you to receive the revelation, the impartation, and when you qualify and certify, the mantle of God on your life that's on the apostle's life. Amen? Because that's what you want. You want the revelation. You want the impartation. And by all means, last but not least, you want that mantle on your life. So even when you're not at Word of Life or at your ministry, wherever you go, that mantle is on you. And when you come forth, you come coming forth in power and in boldness in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right. That's my introduction. We're going to get started, and we're going to kind of start off with the introduction. I want to welcome you to the class and to this session on the Spirit of Honor. One of the things I want to, and I already stated it, let me say this here. In this class of honor, we will be examining scriptures from different perspectives, more than just an in-depth study, but this is going to be an opportunity for you to examine your hearts and see in areas where you might not be completely and totally walking in the Spirit of Honor, so that you can make adjustments and corrections in your life so that all of the blessings of God could come upon your life. We're going to be looking at the Spirit of Honor, what honor is, what honor isn't, acts of dishonor that we want to correct in our lives, and also to how to sow the seeds of honor. And in this class, I'm going to primarily, which I didn't do last semester, I touched on it a little bit, but I'm going to drive it home more so this semester than I did last semester, because this is the first time in 4 years that I actually taught the same class in 2 years. So I've got 1 year of study behind me on this subject, and which is a good thing. We're going to really be tying in how sowing in regards to sowing into the anointing, how that has a direct impact on you walking in honor. When you sow seeds into the apostolic or to the anointing, or as the author says, into the apostolic source, you're sowing seeds of honor into the anointing. Amen. And that's one way, a major way to walk in the anointing. All right. I'm going to have 15 key points in this lesson. Firstly, we want you to get the information, and I already kind of stated this. The information plus the revelation will equal impartation. We want you to receive the information from the class, from the instructors, that will enable you to walk in the revelation that will enable you now to have impartation in your life. And that's so very important. You can have information, but you need to get revelation and impartation so that, as I stated earlier, so that mantle can come upon you. Now, one of the things you'll notice about me, I will be a repeater. My father was in the military. He was a master drill sergeant. And so he, even after he got out of the military, he constantly would drill me as a young kid over and over things he wanted me to know. And so my kids will even tell you, I can start a sentence about something I've talked to them about. They can finish the sentence because I've drilled so much. We went over and over. And that's what I want. When the word comes forth, you want to be able to, you want to get it into your heart. The Bible says that you take the word and you put it upon your doorpost. You put it upon your lintel, and you constantly keep the word before you. Amen. All right, let's move on. Okay. We need the Honor is the atmosphere that you breathe. Honor is the atmosphere that you breathe. I'm going to read this quote here. It says, honor is the atmosphere we breathe. In order to survive and flourish and strive, you need to, in ministry, you need to breathe in the atmosphere of honor. Just like in the natural, air is the atmosphere we breathe to live and to flourish. Well, in the apostolic, honor is the atmosphere that you're going to breathe. Give you a good example, a fish. A fish breathes air, but it breathes air through its gills. You take a fish out of water, that fish will not survive because it cannot breathe air just naturally, but it can absorb air or oxygen out of the water. Okay? But we go down below in the sea without a scuba gear and oxygen mask. We won't, if you can hold your breath from what, 30 seconds, maybe a minute if you're really good. But after a while, you're going to have to come up for some air because your body is not designed to breathe air out of the water, you know, because you're in a different environment. Well, in the environment of the apostolic, listen to what I'm saying. In the environment of the apostolic, in order to function properly, And to thrive and to survive in this atmosphere or in this environment of the apostolic, you have to know how to walk in honor. Because honor is the structure of order. We're going to be talking about order, divine order. Because you see, what we're doing is we're setting up God's, we're going back to God's original plan. Where the apostles and the prophets are laying the foundation for the church, where doctrine is being corrected, where the church is apostolic order and structure is being formulated. So that I'm going to reference that with this statement. God is the most purposeful being on the face of the earth. Nothing God does, he haphazardly does. He plans the end from the beginning. If you ever read Genesis, he it's all laid out. So nothing God does is by accident. So order is going to be the structure of honor. You know, God is a God of divine order. We're going to be talking about that. And all of that fits so nicely with honor. Amen. Honor will enable you to triumph and to prevail in this apostolic government. Without showing honor, you cannot operate and you cannot function in the apostolic government of God, because God's government is based upon honor. And we're going to get into the definition of honor. But one of the things I want to do is to tie in this class, the importance of how sowing seeds is sowing honor into the apostolic, sowing honor into God. Because without sowing honor towards your apostolic source, we're talking about the person that an apostolic source, and the author, as you know, I want to definitely first of all give credit to Apostle Bishop Tudor Bismarck. He's the author of the book. One of the things he talks about in his book, if you started to read it, is apostolic source. And I will be talking a lot about it, so I want to give a brief definition. Any person that gives life, that produces life, that's a giver of life, can be an apostolic source. God is the principal or the primary apostolic source, because of the fact that he is life. The Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, he is the life, the light of the world. You know, God is life, and in him there is no darkness. So even a parent, an apostolic father, a prophetic father, a pastor, anyone who gives life, you know, a mother who gives birth, gives life. That's also, you know, getting into that same area. And so when you talk about an apostolic source or someone who's given life, we're talking about, you know, the very nature and the very essence of who God is and his creation. Amen. All right, let's move on. My job as an instructor is to provide accurate biblical information concerning the spirit of honor, which will facilitate you in receiving impartation in the apostles class. This is what Ever Increasing Word Center is all about. Receiving information that adds to revelation will equal impartation in your life. All of these classes are designed to help you receive the needed impartation that you will receive in the apostles class. You know, I stated earlier about examining your hearts, you know, and how that's going to be very important, because we're going to be looking at areas of honor that's going to be pivotal in your life. Okay, another principle you need to know is honor releases the blessing. Honor releases the blessing, and dishonor releases the curse. Honor releases the blessings of God in your life. When you walk in honor, you can't help but be blessed. But when you walk in dishonor, disrespect, being a rebel, being a renegade, thinking I can do it on my own, you're operating in dishonor. And when you operate in dishonor, that's, you see, a lot of times people don't understand why consequences and things happen in their lives that they just can't explain. And a lot of that could be to the fact that they're not walking in honor. They're not walking in honor towards their man of God. They're not walking in honor towards their parents in the natural. You know, anything you don't respect, you're going to abuse. Anything you don't respect, you're going to abuse. And it's so very important. You see, the first and the primary being we must honor is God. You know, then we honor God's representatives, the apostle, the prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, the fivefold ministry gifts. You know, we're to honor governmental officials. We're going to be looking in Romans, the 13th chapter in weeks to come. You know, God set up order. And we're to honor all those who are in authority, even elected and appointed authority, because when you do that or when you don't do it, you show dishonor. And there are severe consequences for dishonor I'm going to say this. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. But when it comes up, I just like to spill the beans. You never, never want to. Say a negative word or dishonor a man of God. Never put your mouth on a man or woman of God. That's one of the worst things you can do. That's one of the worst forms of dishonor that you can do, by putting your mouth on a man or a woman of God. It will at least, the author says, all kind of catastrophic consequences in your life when you speak negatively. I remember something Kenneth Hagin said years ago. He said, if I can't say nothing good about a person, I won't say nothing. He said, they'll ask him, what do you think about my brother Sam over there? I know him. And that's all he'll say. And then after that, he'll just keep his mouth closed. He won't be, Brother Sam might have all kind of mess behind his, but he's not going to speak a negative word. And that's something that we need to learn. You know, even if a person is wrong, you know, you pray for them. You believe God that they get restored, but you don't put your mouth on them. You know, that's one way to operate in a spirit of dishonor, is by speaking negatively, especially speaking negatively against a man or a woman of God. All right. And I said there's consequences for that. And I'm going to give you some scriptural reference for that right now. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, it says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. There's always a reason when the curse comes upon your life. It doesn't come by accident. So now we want to begin to sow the seeds of honor by speaking positive things so that we can allow the blessings of God to come upon our lives and abide. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, I'm going to read most of that. It says, let him that is taught in the word communicate or reciprocate by sowing into their lives unto him that teaches all things. Then he goes on to say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that's so very important that we understand that concept. Whatever you sow, and you can sow with your mouth, you can sow with your money, you can even sow with your actions. And so whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That's a spiritual principle. You can't get around it. And what we're going to be learning in these classes is how to sow the seeds of honor. How to sow the seeds of honor. Matter of fact, I was going to state this earlier, but it kind of slipped my mind. There's a movie that I watch every now and then, and it's a military movie, but it talks about honor. It talks about protocol, about ranks, about not bucking the system, about following the procedure. The name of the movie is called A Few Good Men. Don't have to watch it. I mean, but if you've ever watched it, or if you get a chance, rent it, and you'll see, even, you know, in the military. I was born on a military base. My dad was in the Marine Corps, and so even though I didn't serve in the armed forces, I know a little bit about protocol, about ranks, about levels, about positions, and you never want to buck authority. When you buck authority, you actually operating in dishonor, because you're going over the head. You always go to your immediate superior officer, or the person who's directly over you. You know, especially if there's a dispute or a disagreement, and you settle it at that level, you know, and if it can't be settled at that level, then it goes to the next level, you know, and that's so very important. That's just a protocol. And even in spiritual things, it works the same way. You know, it's so very important that we follow protocol, follow ranks. There's ranks, there's levels, because when you do something out of order, you cause chaos, you cause confusion, and it will not go well with you. Amen. It will not go well with you. Amen. That's so very important. Let's move on. I'm going to finish reading some of these scriptures in Galatians chapter 6. Verse 8 says, "For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not." One translation says, if you give up, cave in, and quit. It says, "As we have opportunity," now listen up here, "as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." In other words, those people who laboring in the gospel. You want to, that's what I call a do-good seed. When you sow a do-good seed, you're sowing that seed into somebody that's laboring in the gospel. Your pastor, your apostle. When you sow a seed, you're sowing what I call a do-good seed. It says, going back to the scripture, it says, "especially unto them of the household of faith. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Then it says in verse 7, this is my seventh point. It says, "There is always a reason why negative consequences and occurrences, the curse, keeps happening in a person's life. Could it be they're not properly honoring men and women of God that God has placed in their life?" Then I stated this earlier, I'm just reiterating, like I said, I am a repeater. When you put your mouth on a man or woman of God and speak wrongfully or negatively towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. Never put your mouth on a man or woman of God and speak negatively towards them. Honor needs to be displayed in your life, in every level, and in every circle of your life. In everything you do, you need to display honor. You need to display the seeds of honor. From sowing, and I talked about this earlier, from sowing honor towards your parents, and your children sowing honor towards you as parents, to showing honor to civil and the governmental authorities. One of the things I've noticed since we have a black president, President Obama, I have never seen such disrespect for the highest office on the planet in my life. You know, it's almost asinine. But those people who do that they're causing Proverbs 26 to take place in their life. The curse causeless shall not come. In other words, there is always a reason why unforeseen circumstances that causes demise and causes grief, while people never get ahead. Just thinking, I got my head above water, something come and push me back down. Something you're doing in your life is causing those consequences, And so what we want to do in this class is to eradicate the spirit of dishonor so that everything that we do in our lives will depict and show honor. And you see, what we're doing also, as we walk in complete and total honor, we're now establishing a culture of honor. So other people who see us walk in honor. One of the things, we had a meeting last Sunday, and Reverend Leroy Jr., Dr. Leroy Jr. made mention of the fact that people watch you. They're watching you. If you're in a leadership position, they're watching to see how you conduct yourself and how you handle yourself in various situations. And when you handle yourself with reverence and respect and honor, that promotes them to also walk in that same avenue. Because one of the things the Lord showed me years ago, he says, people watch you, and how can I put this? A lot of times, I had a basketball coach, and he used to always tell us to shoot for the stars. And he said, you might not make it to the stars, but at least you landed on the moon. But if you shoot for the top of the tree and you miss it, you're landing up in a bush. So you didn't really go nowhere. In other words, he said, but at the same time, you want to shoot for something and aim for something that you think you can make. A lot of times something is so far away, you can't see it. A lot of times, in the area of, say, of the apostle, we see the blessings of God on his life. And we say, Lord, I just can't see myself in that position. But then there may be other people in your church or in your community that you see God's blessing on their life. And you say, if he can do it, I can do it. There's a man, matter of fact, I'm not going to go there. But I remember he came up to me. And I made a statement where God had blessed me and blessed my family. And he came up to me, he says, I see what you're doing. And I got it. And I'm working on it. I'm working the principles just like you work the principles, because I see God is doing this. And you see, when you walk in honor and respect and people see that, well, then you're going to motivate them and inspire them to walk in that same vein. And that's so very important. And I just thank God I got that point across. Let's move on. Another key point, and I stated this already. Oh, man, my time is just going by. There are different levels, ranks, and positions of delegated authority with different anointings. We are not all equal. And that's the problem people have in the body of Christ. They think that just because we're all Christians, everybody's equal. No, God has placed ranks. And that's what government is all about. No, firstly, apostles and prophets, they have a heaven to earth connection. Then you have pastors and teachers and evangelists. You got ministry of helps and delegated authorities. And when you position yourself properly, one of the things I have learned, you want to always stay in your position. Whatever God's called you to do, stay in that position. Be faithful in that position, whether it's singing, whether it's being an armor bearer, whether it's, working in the parking lot, working as an usher, whatever that position is. Because, see, God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. And when you serve God, that's honoring God. God is the one that promotes you. Continue to serve. See, a lot of times people, they get weary in well-doing, and sometimes people even try to promote themselves, or they fall out of position. When you're in the military, if you got a particular assignment, people's lives are in the balance if you don't perform your duties and your assignment. If your assignment is to guard that hill and to keep that machine gun aimed, and anything that rises head above that hill to knock it out, and you go to sleep on your assignment, some of your men on your platoon could get killed because of your inability to carry out your, because you left your position. You know, if you're in a fighter pilot and y'all in a formation, and it's stated that you don't leave your wingman, you stay behind your wingman and you guard his back, and all of a sudden you see somebody else, I'm gonna go shoot after him, and then another somebody come right behind the wingman and blow him out the sky because you got out of position. You know, and in spiritual things, that's even so important because people's lives are in the balance spiritually. You know, when you walk in order and you walk in honor, you're going to stay in position because God is a God of order. Amen. All right, let's move on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, all fivefold ministry gifts, they are set apart by God to establish God's apostolic government and deserve honor because of those offices. I encourage you to take time to search your hearts and thoroughly answer the personal questions in the book, because there are some questions and some study helps in the book that I want, you know, as you go through the book, you know, and just kind of gauge yourself and say, see where I'm at in some of those areas. It is one thing to learn the material in the book, but it's another thing to apply it. You want to apply what's in the book. Amen. Let's move on. We must be doers of the word and not just hearers only. You know, a doer is one who operates and apply the word. But a hearer, they hear the word, they get excited about it. But then when they go off, they forget what manner of person they was, and they forget what they supposed to be doing. You know, that's another point. When the apostle makes a statement and he tells you to jump or to turn around three times or to do a high five or to do something in the natural that don't make no sense, you know. But here again, it's all about following orders. You see, when you follow orders, you're walking in honor because you're honoring the apostolic source that God's placed in your life. And if it's not an apostle, it could be your pastor, because I know we have people online and you have different churches. But you should be under somebody. If you're endeavoring for the ministry, Or you know God has called you into an area of the ministry, you need to find somebody that you can submit to. If you, because you can't be an independent. No man in ministry is an island. You have to submit because you have to be accountable. Because if you're out there by yourself, the Bible calls you a bastard. You have no father. We're going to talk about that. You know, I know people say bastard is a curse word, but bastard is in the Bible. So I'm just saying what the Bible says. You know, if you're out in ministry by yourself with no covering, no pastor, no apostolic mantle or man of God over your life, you are a bastard. You're a fatherless child. And you're destined to be shipwrecked, because the devil gonna make a heyday of you. Because, you know, just like an umbrella, I'm running out of time. Just like an umbrella, when it rains, you pull that umbrella up, it protects you from the rain. But when you have an apostolic covering or a pastoral covering, you got somebody constantly praying for you. You know, praying for your, you know, going before God in your behalf. And that's so very important. You know, sometimes you don't wonder why, you know, all of a sudden you're driving down the road and this car is coming at you and you can't figure out how to get away. All of a sudden, at the last minute, it just turns or you turn and you say, wow, that was a close call. I was lucky. No, a lot of times it's because you're under covering. But get this too. Also, if you're not operating in honor and if you're operating in dishonor, it inhibits the anointing. When I say inhibits, it causes it to back up, you know. So, you know, it works both ways. It's a two-way street. You can be in honor by being in a covering and walking in obedience and walking in uprightness. But if you slack and you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you're putting your mouth on people that you don't need to be put, you're Proverbs 26, you know, the curse causeless shall not come. You know, let me move on. Okay. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on spiritual law, sowing and the law of sowing and reaping. And that's found in Genesis 8 and 22. The law of sowing and reaping. That says, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's a spiritual principle. As long as this earth is still in existence, seed time and harvest, you know, summer and winter, day and night, hot and cold, it's not going to cease. And so that means that anytime you plant a seed, you should be able to reap a harvest of that seed. You know, no farmer plants a seed and don't expect a harvest. You want to expect a harvest off of every seed you sow. You know, you want to name that seed and you want to be expecting that seed to produce results in your life. You know, that's operating in honor. Let me move on. I want to get in this a little bit more. Okay, with that said, you never want to go before a man of God empty-handed. You never want to go or be in the presence of a man of God empty-handed. You know, you always want to have a gift to present to a man of God, because that's sowing a seed of honor. And it's going to reap benefits in your life beyond measure. Believe me. Let me move on. I'm going to give you some scriptures to back that up. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 and 8. It says, it's talking about Saul and the prophet Samuel. And Saul's dad told him to go out. They had some donkeys or some asses that they lost. So Saul and his servant had went out to find these donkeys. And he says here, it says, and he said unto him, behold, they were looking for him, but they couldn't find him. But then the servant said, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. Okay. All that he says come to pass. Now let us go hither preadventure, so he can show us which way that we should go. But then Saul said, in verse 7, this is 1 Samuel 9 and 7. Saul says, then said Saul to the servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent and our vessels, and there is not a present or a gift or an offering that we can go before the man of God with. But then the servant said, answered and said, Saul, he said, behold, I have at my hand a fourth part of shekel of silver that we can give unto the man of God, so he can tell us, you know, our way. So here, even Saul knew the importance of sowing into the anointing. Samuel was the apostolic leader of that day. He was a prophet over the nation. Saul was destined to be king because the people wanted a king, and that's another story. But at the time, he was now going to the prophet and to get some instruction, to get some insight. But what did he do? He brought an offering. You know, that's an honor seed. When you bring an offering like that, you're sowing a seed of honor. Amen. Because it said that, number one, he was a man of God, and he was an honorable man. Amen. That's so very important. See, what I want to drive home in these sessions is tying honor with your seed. Mm-hmm. Honor with your seed, because sowing monetary seed is not the only way to produce honor, but it is a major way. The Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before prominent and noble men. Your gift will make room for you. You know, that's so very important. And I have this down the line. I'm running out of time, so I'm trying to get a few scriptures in. Let's move on. Trying to see what I don't want to skip anything. I'm going to just have to, we just take up what we left off from yesterday for next week. But anyway, let me look at some things. Give me a second here. Okay, let's look at this one. This point here, the anointing of God always flows down from the head to every part of the body of Christ. And when you position yourself and align yourself properly, that anointing or that apostolic source, the man of God, and what's on his life, that anointing flows down to your life, and it elevates you to another level. I'm gonna read that again. The anointing of God always flows down. Remember I said you want to sow into, never go before a man of God empty-handed? Well, the reason why is because the anointing that's on his life. See, that's what you want. The anointing of God always flows down, and I'll give you a scripture reference for that, from the head to every part of the body. And when you position yourself, you know, you gotta position yourself properly and align yourself properly and honor that apostolic source, the man of God. What's on his life or the anointing that's on him will flow down into your life and elevate you to another level. Okay, Psalms 133 in verse 1, it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment or anointing upon Aaron's head that ran down upon the beard, even the beard, and ran down the skirt of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the Mount Zion, from there the Lord commanded the blessings forevermore." So Aaron was the high priest, okay? And it says, you know, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity or in one accord. And it compares that to how getting back to apostolic order, one accord, that anointing that ran down from the head. The high priest, it ran down his beard, it ran down his jacket or his skirt all the way down to his feet. And you see, when you position yourself properly, you see that the Bible says that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus. You know, the government shall be upon his shoulders. And when you position yourself, and at the same time, Jesus delegates on the earth apostolic leaders, apostles, prophets to with the heaven earth connection. When you position yourself properly, and sow into that anointing or that ointment, as the scripture said, that runs down will wherever you are. But when you're out of position, you're not going to get what you need. You know, if you were called to do something and then you're doing something else, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out. You need to be what God called you to be. You know, I tell people, get in your position, get in your spot, get in your place. Amen. That's so very important because everything you need is going to be where God called you to be, inside the perfect will of God. If you're not in the perfect will of God, you know, this scripture can't apply to you because they all can't run where you're not, you know, in your life, you know, and that's so very important. Amen. Let's move on. All right. Okay. And with that in mind, this scripture here, Hebrews 7:7, it says, "And without all contradiction, the less is blessed for the better." The Amplified Bible of Hebrews 7:7 says, "Yet beyond all contradiction, the lesser person who is blessed by the greater." In other words, when you sow up, the blessings come down. When you sow up, the blessings come down. That anointing, the blessing, whatever you need from God, that anointing, and see, that's honor. When sowing into, you know, the anointing, the blessings will come down. I can go into countless illustrations, which I will. One of the things I do, I'll start talking about something, then I'll stop and get back on my subject. And then 2 weeks later, I might pick up where I left off. So sometimes I'll start on a story where the Lord has blessed me or blessed my family. And then I'll just stop and just continue on. I may pick it up 2 weeks from now. So you got to kind of put the pieces together, you know, just the way I flow. You know, anyway, let's move on. Another point. The kingdom of God operates on the basis of sowing seed to reap a harvest of honor and blessing. You must sow seeds of honor to those who labor in the gospel, apostles and prophets, to receive what's on their lives. 1 Timothy 5:17-18 says, "Let the elders that rule well be worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. In other words, you know, if you're planting a garden, you don't want to not feed the mule or the horse you're using to, and back in the day when they use animals to make rolls, you know what I'm talking about, for a garden. You know, you want to make sure that you know, an animal is fed. Well, from a spiritual point of view, if your man of God is preaching and teaching the word of God under the anointing of God, and then you're getting fed, and he's pouring out spiritual things to you, well, then it's your responsibility to sow your carnal things, your money into his life by sowing into the anointing. Yesterday in church, you know, one of the things the apostle was talking about is not just tithes, but it's the offering or sowing also. You know, that's what helps get us out. And see, all of that, all of this is a part of honor. People say, well, he's talking a lot, but I want to make sure that you get the connection. You know, you're not going to walk in honor outside of your seed. You're not going to walk in honor outside sowing seed. There's just absolutely no way. You know, a man's gift will always make room for him. It's just, I mean, it's a spiritual principle. It's the law of sowing and reaping, the law of reciprocity. Whatever you sow into God or into God's kingdom, God is going to cause the universe to give back to you. You know, the earth is designed to do that. And that's just the way it's set up. Amen. Okay, Philippians. Philippians 4:15-19, if I can read it all. Now ye Philippians know that from the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated to me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. That word communicating, I got 5 minutes left. That word communicating doesn't mean talking so much. But when you talk, there's a two-way conversation. There's a two-way conversation when you talk. One person listening, one person talking. So when you communicate from a spiritual point of view, you're communicating by sowing something and receiving something back. Amen. So it says here in Philippians that no church communicated to me concerning what? Giving and receiving, but you only. It says, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once again unto my necessity. In other words, when I had a need, you was there to supply that need. You know, and he said, it's not, then he goes on and says, but I have all and I abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent of you, an odor of a sweet smelling savor, you know, which is pleasing unto God. But he says, verse 17 is what I wanted to get, but not because I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account. See, it's God's desire that fruit abound to your account. When you sow seeds of honor, fruit will abound to your account. You know, amen. And that's the principle that'll work. Every time you put that into operation, it will work. Let's see. I'm going to try to conclude. You are where you are today because of the seeds that you sown. You know, if you don't like the position in life that you're in, start changing some of the things you do. So begin to sow seeds of honor. Now, one of the things I'm going to begin to talk about in the next, I got about, what, 4 minutes? Thank you. The next upcoming weeks, we're going to be looking at honor. We're going to give you a definition of honor. You know, but I want you to know from this class that a lot of time when we're talking about the word honor, it has to, some reciprocation has to be done. When you talk about reciprocate, as that's you receiving, but at the same time you reciprocating because you receive. It's a two-way street. You know, it's not just you receiving, receiving, receiving. No, you got to give. I'm going to say this and then we'll shut it down. Tomorrow night, and I know most of the people in the class does it, but when the apostle comes on stage, when you come up and you sow a seed in the altar, on the altar, you now have just positioned yourself to receive more of what he's about to put out. Because he's about to sow spiritual things and you've sown your carnal thing. So now God is opening up your capacity to receive so that you can be blessed in a greater capacity. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll continue next week. Amen. Be blessed.